All right, this is the Soccer Matters Extra here on ESPN 97.5. And joining me now, you know him as Randy Waldrum, the head coach of the Houston Dash, getting prepared for the 2017 NWSL season. Randy, thank you very much for doing this.
Thanks for having me, Glenn.
All right, so we're excited. NWSL is going to kick off April 15th, another new season. What do Dash fans have to expect here in 2017?
Well, I think it's going to be a very exciting team to watch. You know, I think building off of last year, towards the end of the year, I think we were playing some really good football. And I think with the addition of some new players in the offseason, which you always have, some changes, I think we're in a really good place, especially depth-wise now in every position. So I think it'll be an exciting year and hopefully a lot of good, attractive football to be played.
He's Randy Waldrum, the coach of the Houston Dash. All right, let's go through a couple of names here. Let's start a little hit on all of these. Kalia Ojai.
Yeah, Kalia, you know, finished the year great, tied for the league in as a top scorer, and called in a few times as a result with the national team. And so my excitement for her is to see if now she can generate that for an entire season, and hopefully she can start out that way with us. And she scored our first goal the other night against Baylor in the exhibition, so it was a good start for her. But very exciting player to watch. And then we've got some new additions, you know, obviously to the team. We really try to shore up things defensively. We signed a South African player, Janine Van Wyk. And then we signed a Brazilian center back, a captain of the senior national team, Bruna Benitez. So two great experienced center backs to come in that'll bring some leadership to the team as well. And we signed a young outside back that played at Florida, University of Florida, Claire Faulkner.
Oh, I know her well.
And she went over and played for Bayern Munich instead of coming into the league last year. And so now we've added her to our roster. So it's going to be a new look. You know, I think we still have our typical players back. You know, the Morgan Bryans and Dressa from Brazil will be back in midfield for us. We still have Lydia Williams in goal as well. But Jane Campbell was one of our draft picks. It was a great addition, and she's looked really, really good in goal for us as well early on in preseason. So I'm just really excited about the pieces that we have in place now.
I mentioned to you that when I was doing one of the U.S. Women's National Team games, I think in Salt Lake City, that I had watched her in training. I got kind of close to the goalkeepers, and I thought she had a tremendous professional attitude and work ethic.
You know, all the reports I'm getting back from national camp is that she just looks like she's right there with the other two keepers. You know, there's not out of place at all. So my hope is she continues to get those call-ups, and who knows, we may see her in 2019.
Okay, I can't let you out of here without talking about Carly Lloyd. What's her situation? When does she rejoin the club? We know she's overseas.
Well, she picked the wrong club, first of all, in Manchester, you know? I mean, she should.
Randy's a big Manchester United fan, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, she's over there to play during the Champions League on a short stint, so she'll miss the first 8 games of the season. She'll be back, scheduled to be back the first week of June. I think Champions League for the women are over that first week of June, and then she'll be headed back this way. So it came as a bit of a surprise, quite honestly, to us. But at the same time, we wish her well and move on with the players that we have here, and just don't use it as an excuse. You know, we continue to play with what we have. It's be no different than if we had an injury, you know, early on. You have to still make it work. And like I said, I really like this group that we have. So right now, we'll just focus on that.
It's tough for you as a manager, too, when players are going in and out, right? I mean,
well, it is, you know, and even though there's no World Cup and no Olympics this year, we'd hope to have all of our players here most of the year, and we will, but there's still a few call-ups for these players because they're still playing games. Luckily, most of the call-ups are coming during a FIFA window, so we won't have games in the league during that window of time. So, you know, other than just the travel of those players being gone for a week or 10 days and then coming back midweek and having a game a couple of days later, we'll have to manage that a little bit. But for the most part, all of our players will be here, and I'm excited to finally have a year with the majority of our players here.
East Houston Dash manager Randy Waldrum joining us. I remember his time at Notre Dame, also winning a national championship in studio here. It's a little bit of a Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 Extra here. Playing style, purpose of play, expand on that for the fans.
You know what we've tried to build from the beginning, and we talked about this a little bit on the last show with the system. You know, we've tried to play out of a 4-3-3, but, you know, us that are involved in the game, we know there's variations. That can be a 4-2-3-1, that can be a 4-1-4-1, and we've tried to build some personnel to play out of that system. There's obviously some deficiencies defensively in that system. So one of the areas that we've really tried to work on already in preseason is we want to be a very attack-oriented team and kind of building the personnel over the last couple of years to do that with players like Morgan Bryan and Kalia Ojai and a Rachel Daly, a Janine Becky, an Andressa, a Denise O'Sullivan. These are all very technical, gifted, attacking, flair-type players. But I think the one area that we've got to be a lot better at this year that we weren't good enough in last year is really working hard to get back into a good defensive shape when we've lost the ball. And I kind of equate it to one of the teams I think is playing the best around the world defensively right now is Atletico Madrid. And so we've tried to implement a few of the things that they're doing there with getting our shape a little bit tighter, trying to condense, you know, certain parts of the field and then trying to press out of that. And we're trying to add that a little bit where we still maintain the integrity of the attacking phase that we want. So just teaching the team where and when on the field we really want to press, whether that's higher up, whether that's in the middle third, or whether at times we have to drop into a low block and then counter out of it. I think we finally have the players that can play out of either one of those three areas of the field. So that's really what the focus has been in this preseason.
Houston Dash manager Randy Waldron, last one before I let you go. What are some of the big issues around the team here in 2017?
Well, I think it's just establishing, you know, a consistent winning mentality. You know, it seems like these first 3 years we'll win a couple of games, but then we'd lose a couple. And establishing more wins at home. We've got to make home field be more of an advantage for us this year. We've got to take a bigger priority in taking care of business at home. And then I think just the biggest priority overall is just getting to a playoff spot. You know, if you can get to one of the four spots, Western New York and Kansas City the last 2 years prior to Western, show that you don't have to win the league outright, but if you can just get to the playoffs, anything can happen. So those are probably the two biggest things that we really need to turn around for us here in Houston.
What's some of the emphasis overall on the league now here heading into 2017? Because, you know, you guys are still trying to grow this league, sink roots in certain markets.
Yeah, I think a couple things you'll see in the horizon. I mean, we just signed the lifetime television contract, which will be great for us. I do think there's going to be expansion. Now, whether that comes in next year in 2018, or the year after, I do think there's a lot of discussions about expanding. I do think that'll happen. This is just me talking. This is not, you know, I don't have any real insight other than what I kind of hear through the grapevine. But I do think there's a good chance that could be two more teams. I do think we'll be looking at more MLS teams to come in. And I think that's great for the league, for the security and the stability. So I think that's one of the things on the horizon that we'll see in the next year or two. And then me personally, I'd like to see the league expand to a 8 or 10 month league, so we can start to compete with the European leagues and not lose our players to Europe, because they can go right now and make more money, you know, and because it's a 10-month season compared to a 6 or 7 month season here. So those are some areas I think we really need to look to grow into as we go. But I think those things are being talked about at the league right now.
Very interesting stuff, Randy. Thank you very much for joining us, and we're going to wish you the best of luck with the Dash in 2017.
Okay, thanks, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
All right, and one other thing really cool on April 15th, it'll be a doubleheader with the Dash starting in the afternoon, taking on Chicago. Then that evening, it'll be the Dynamo in action, I believe, against Minnesota. So that's going to be a really interesting day down at BBVA Compass Stadium to have both the pro teams playing on the same day. That'll do it. Randy Waldron of the Houston Dash.